Almost one-third of the domestic cuts in the budget would affect education. It's the first time President Bush has proposed a reduction in education spending. Literacy programs, after-school classes, and vocational education would all be scaled back. In higher education, the picture is mixed. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, Pell Grants, the main federal aid program for poor students, would increase. However, other programs would be trimmed.
The administration's latest budget would pump a record $13.7 billion into the Pell Grant program, which serves as a financial lifeline to more than 5 million low-income college students. Under the president's proposal, the maximum Pell Grant would increase by $100 in each of the next 5 years, eventually bringing the total to $4,550. The Financial Aid Office at San Francisco State University serves more than 30,000 students. Director Barbara Hubler says they'll no doubt appreciate the extra funding.
Certainly any increase to the Pell Grant is welcome. And $100 can be one of those big, huge science textbooks for a student.
But Hubler is less than ecstatic with the plan. First of all, she notes that the $500 total increase the president is offering now is a far cry from the $1,000 increase candidate Bush pledged when he was first running for office.
I don't want to trivialize it, but it's not as much as he promised 4 years ago. And the fact is that the costs have gone up. The cost of living and tuition and books.
Even more disappointing, says Hubler, the president will pay for increases to Pell Grants by eliminating another popular aid program called the Perkins Loan. Last year, colleges loaned nearly $1.3 billion to more than 500,000 needy students.
My name is Maria Gonzalez. I'm a post-bac student here at SF State, and I'm studying pre-dent. I'm a pre-dental, want to be a dentist.
Gonzalez has relied on Perkins loans for the past 4 years. A single mother since she was 17, she says she couldn't have gotten through college without her loans. This past semester, Gonzalez received an aid package, including a small grant, but she still borrowed $3,600 through the Perkins program.
The grant is just a school tuition, $1,400. Then the rest is a loan. So as you can calculate, the rest would be my rent for the semester and my son's daycare expenses so I could continue going to school. And then just everyday living, like water, food.
Gonzalez was stunned to hear federal support for Perkins loans would be eliminated. She worries about her younger brothers and sisters who will need to finance their college educations in the coming years. But according to the Bush administration, only 3% of college students currently use Perkins loans.
Those Perkins loans aren't as good a deal as they can get in other loan programs.
Thomas Skelly is with the U.S. Education Department. He says taxpayer money would be better used in the more widespread Pell Grant program.
A Pell Grant's much better than a loan.
The problem is many needy students do not qualify for a Pell Grant, yet they're often too poor to qualify for private loans either. The administration's proposal does not address what will become of them. Elaine Corey, NPR News.